shall we read a few passages first?
第一处是在旧约的哈巴克。
The book of Habakkuk in Old Testament.
像在旧约的最后一卷前面一卷。
It's the fifth book toward the very last one.
我们来念几段。
We will read a few passages here.
我们第一处念第二章第三节。
First one is in chapter 2, verse 3.
我来念好了。
Our brother will read it.
因为这末世有一定的日期快要应验。 并不虚谎，虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。第三章。Chapter 3。请你念，我们念第二节，就第二节好了，请你念好了。
Verse 2. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
这里我们看到第二节说，耶和华，我听见你的名声，名声这个小字，就是你的言语，我就惧怕。
I have heard the report about you and I fear. The small print says, I have heard your speech and was terrified.
好，我们来看第16节。Verse 16。我来念好了。我听见耶和华的声音，这里又讲到声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，国中朽烂。我在所立之处战惊，我这颗安静的等候，灾难之日临到，反境之名上来。第17节。17。虽然无花果树不发王，葡萄树不结果。
橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮，是圈种结了秧，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他是我的脚，快如牧鹿的蹄，又是我稳心。
在高处，这歌叫与灵长用试验的药器，这是一段歌可以唱的。So
this passage is actually a song which could be a song.
充满着喜乐，充满着盼望。Filled
of the hope and the gladness.
好，我们来看新约。Now
we will read New Testament.
我们看路加17章。
Chapter 17.
我想这段经文也是我们很熟的一段。This
is a passage that's familiar to most of us.
请你念吧，我们从26节念到第30节。Chapter
17, verses 26 through 30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. And destroy them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
这里讲到挪亚的日子如何，人子的日子也是如何。
Here he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man.
鲁德的日子如何，人子的。
Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, Then it will be the same in the day of the Son of Man when he is revealed.
30节说, 第30节, 人子显现的日子, 也要这样。
Verse 30, even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
人子显现的日子就是诚心出现的日子, 就主耶稣第二次来的那一个日子。
And the very day when the Son of Man is revealed is the day when the morning star appears, when the Lord Jesus comes the second time.
好，我们最后看罗马书。
Lastly, we will read the epistle of Romans.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我想第一章你看到最后一段讲到21种罪，这是人最容易犯的21种的罪，最普遍的罪。
In the end of chapter 1, you could see it's listed 21 sins, which is most widespread among men, most easily committed.
但是没有讲到这21种罪以前，先讲到两个罪。
But before the whole list, Paul mentions 2 sins.
我想这两个罪是神最看重、最憎恶的两个罪。
And these 2 sins are the most abhorrible and the most
我想神是公义的，他是恨恶罪恶，所有的罪他都憎恶，但是这两个罪是神最憎恶的两种罪。
Although God is righteous and holy, but these two sins are the most abominable to the Lord, and God looks upon them very seriously.
一个是属灵淫乱的罪，那就是拜偶像。
One is spiritual idolatry, that is to worship idols.
一个是我们看见是我们肉体上触犯淫乱的罪。
The other is the sin committed in our flesh, that is fornication.
那就是不道德的性行为。
That is the immoral sexual behavior.
并且不道德的性行为中间神最恨恶的，你看见就是今天所谓的同性恋。
Among all the immoral sexual deeds that God hates most is today's homosexuality.
好，我们来读一段。
So we will now read one text here.
我们看第22节。
Verse
22. 我来念好了。
Our brother will read it.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙， 将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像， 仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。 所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以至于彼此玷污自己的身体。这是后面还要解释的。
And this verse will be further explained later on.
25节。
Verse 25.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜、侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主。主 乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺心的用处变为热心的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺心的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男 行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着枉为当得的报应。好，我们低头一点祷告。Let's
bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，你是 El Shaddai.
Lord, you are the El Shaddai.
你是全知全丰全有的神。
You are the God who, the great God.
主，我们一起来到你的跟前。
Lord, as we come before you.
听得讲的。 我们去仰望 El Shaddai.
He who hears he and he who speaks, let's all look up unto the El Shaddai.
我们都知道歌唱的跳舞的都要说我们的前缘都在基督的里面。
We know that he who sings, he who dances shall all say that our fountain is in the Christ.
主，当我们来到你的跟前，我们畏惧而侍奉，战惊而快乐的时候。
Lord, as we come in your presence, as we tremble with fear, we rejoice. and with trembling before you.
主, 你要怜悯我们, 你要供应我们,
Lord, have mercy on us and provide us.
你要供应我们一切所需用的,
you will provide, supply all our needs.
主, 我们等候你, 仰望你,
Lord, we just wait on you and look unto you.
等候你的, 仰望你的, 我们要长胆, 坚固我们的心。
For he who looks upon you and waits on you shall establish his heart and be of good courage.
特别是你的仆人和你的使女,
especially your servant and your maidservant.
我们感谢你给我们不是一个胆怯的灵。
Lord, we thank you that you have not given us the spirit of timidity,
你给我们是一个刚强的灵,
but the spirit of power,
是忍耐的,经守的灵。
The spirit of love, spirit of sound judgment.
愿你刚强的灵充满他们。
May your spirit of strength fill them.
将你说要他们讲的话。
So they will speak what you want them to speak.
主啊,只有你的话带出能力。
Lord, for only your word comes with power.
主啊,你已经讲了一次两次,我们都听见了,知道能力是属于你的,慈爱。
Lord, you have said once and twice, and we have heard that loving kindness and power are yours. Lord, we simply wait on you.
主,
today is the day appointed by you.
主,
Lord, we rejoice and be glad in it.
将人所弃的石头已经成了房角的头块石头。
The stone that the builders have rejected now has become the cornerstone.
感谢主。
Thank Lord.
我们的主,他是大卫的根, 又是大卫的后裔,
Our Lord
他是明亮的成绩。
Is the root and the offspring of David, and he is the bright morning star.
只有我们的主配拿着赎罪, 配揭开这个契约。
Only our Lord, who is worthy to take this scroll and to open its seal.
因为你用你自己的血从各族、各民、各方买了人来归给神。
For you have purchased people from all nations, tongue, and tribes, and people to turn them to God.
你叫我们成了国民, 成了祭司, 归于神。
And you have made us a kingdom, priest to God.
有一天在地上, 我们要一起来与你一同掌权。
And one day on earth, we shall reign together with you.
主, 我们里面满了喜乐, 满了盼望, 荣耀的盼望。
Oh Lord, we're filled with this joy and hope, this glorious hope within us.
主, 写作你这些预言, 正像灯一样的照在暗处。
Lord, through your prophecies, they are like the lamp that shines into a dark place.
坚固我们的信心,
establish our faith.
加增我们的盼望。
Increase our hope.
我们就把余下的时间, 我们交托给主。
We just commit the remainder of the time to the Lord.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
你得着荣耀。
May you be glorified.
你的教会蒙到祝福。
And your church be blessed.
这样祷告祈求,等候仰望,信耶稣,基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好,我想今天我们继续来交通明亮的晨星,这是第12讲。
Today we'll continue to fellowship on the bright morning star, and this is our 12th sharing.
2个月以前,我们讲明亮的晨星第11讲,不是弟兄姊妹可能都已经忘掉。
2 months ago, we talked about the bright morning star, which was our 11th sharing. I think probably you have forgotten them.
所以我稍微再提一提。
So I would like to mention them briefly here.
我们特别提到我们这些做神儿女的，特别是在这个时代的末了。
I especially mentioned that God's children in this end time.
我们不但要做一个忠心良善的仆人，但愿我们都能够做一个有见识的仆人。
Not only should we become the good and faithful servants, but we also have to be discerning servants.
什么叫见识的仆人？就是一个智慧的、聪明的一个仆人。
What is a servant with discretion? That is a wise and intelligent servant.
他们能够知道在末世将要发生的一些事。
So these servants will know what's going to happen in the end time.
他们不会因着这末世所发生的一些不正常的、成为正常的、成为普遍的事而感觉到灰心、感觉到伤感、感觉到动摇他们的信心。
They will not be despaired or lose heart or lose their faith when they see all the widespread abnormal phenomena which have turned into normality.
特别是在教会中间，我们看见这些事临到教会，临到神儿女的身上。
Especially these things have come upon the church, upon God's children.
成为一种普遍的、不正常的，却是成为正常的一种光景。
All these phenomenal, they are abnormal, but nowadays they have become a norm.
以至于我们会向神呼喊说：“神啊，你在哪里？”
So as to, we would cry out to God, God, where are you?
你是不是在打盹？是在哪里睡觉？
Are you sleeping? Are you slumbering?
好像你今天不在哪里掌权了。
As though today you're no longer in control.
好像你的宝座在哪里摇动了。
As though your throne is shaking.
要不然这些是怎么会临到教会，临到普遍的临到你儿女的身上？
Otherwise, how could all these things come upon your church, come upon your children?So prevalently,
你在哪里？
Where are you?
你在打盹吗？你在睡觉吗？
Are you dozing off? Are you sleeping?
我就想到四世纪那个基甸。
And then I remember Gideon in the Judges.
我想以色列百姓在米甸人手下已经被欺压了七年。
Now, at this time, all Israelites had been oppressed by Midianites for
7
years.
因着受了痛苦，他们呼叫神。
Because they were suffering, they cried out to the Lord.
耶和华神怜悯他们，打发基甸来拯救他们。
And the Lord God showed mercy on them, so God sent Gideon to deliver them.
神的使者临到基甸，对说：“基甸啊，大能的勇士，耶和华与你同在。”
And the angel of the Lord came to Gideon, warrior, great warrior, the grace of God be with you.
基甸马上回答一句话。
And Gideon right away replied,
耶和华若与我们同在，我们怎么会遭遇这些事呢？
If the Lord is with us, how could we encounter all these things?
我想我们今天在这个时代的幕僚，若是我们不了解这些预言，我们若是没有看到干透这些事会自然会的发生的话，我们也会像基甸一样。
So if we do not understand all these things in the end time which will naturally happen, then we do not see them through, then we'll be just like Gideon.
耶和华若与我们同在，耶和华若是真坐在宝座上，耶和华真是在仍然在那里掌权的话，这些事怎么会临到牧师的教会，牧师的圣徒？
If the Lord is with us, if he is enthroned, if he reigns, how could all these things happen to us in the church?
甚至于在牧师这些情况底下，弟兄姊妹之间若不了解的话，我们彼此会的抱怨。我上次讲。
In this end times, if brothers and sisters do not understand these, then we will complain against one another.
我们会彼此的指责。
We will point our fingers at one another.
你看两次提到主来的以前，主说你们不要彼此抱怨。
And twice in the Bible, they say that before the Lord comes, do not grumble against one another.
彼得前书第四章，彼得怎么讲的？他说，
Peter 4,
他说，万物寂寂静了的时候，你们要谨慎自守，精心祷告。你们最要紧的彼此切实的相爱，爱能够遮盖许多的罪。接下来他说，你们要彼此宽待，不要犯怨言。
In 1 Peter chapter 4, we read that the end of all things is at hand, and then the most important thing is to love one another fervently, that we should have this spirit of sobriety and this sound judgment.So, because love can cover a lot of things, but the most important thing is we should not grumble against one another.
雅各书第五章不也是这样讲吗？
And also James 5 says the same.
所以你们要忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。你们不要彼此抱怨，因为审判的主已经站在门前了。不要彼此抱怨。
Brethren, be patient for.The Lord who judges standing at the door, do not grumble against one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要做一个有见识的仆人，在这个时代的末了。
So brothers and sisters, how important it is for us to become discerning servants.
这样你遇见这些事，你就不会的稀奇，不会觉得突然，不会觉得手中处，不这样不知道怎样的来对付。
So when you encounter all these things in the end times, you will not be surprised. You will not be taken aback and then saying, what's going on? And not knowing what to do with them.
有些比较热心的，他可能要用自己的办法来解决这些难处。
Those who are more zealous toward the Lord may use their own methods to try to solve all the problems.
就像摩西一样。
Just as Moses did.
我们看见摩西这么多长时间受到法老王的压迫，他就想到他要把这些百姓从埃及救出来。
Moses, seeing all the Israelites being oppressed by Egyptians for so many years, so he thought of delivering all his people by his own hand.
结果我们知道出了什么事。
And we know what ensued.
结果他用自己的血气，用自己的勇敢热心，一拳把一个埃及人打死，然后后面什么事我们都不需要讲，我们都知道。
And by his zeal, by his own courage, by his own method, he struck this Egyptian with one blow to kill him. And we know what happened later on.
结果他自
go into all this.
结果他自己逃到了旷野，一等等了四十年。
And in the end, he himself fled into the wilderness.
但是你看见神的时间要他要等四十年之久，神才来拯救以色列百姓脱离埃及。
So you see, according to God's timetable, that he had to wait another 40 years until God himself came to deliver the Israelites.
你看见吗？人的时间和神的时间相差有多远啊？
So you see how far away God's timetable from man.
弟兄姊妹，新约里面最少有四次提到日期满足的时候。
Brothers and sisters, at least four times in the New Testament is mentioned when the days are complete.
我们要等候神的日子满足的时候。
We have to wait for the day of the Lord when it is complete.
神有他的时间，神有他的计划。
God has his own time, has his own plan.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们应当等候耶和华的，要长胆坚固你们的心。这是诗篇第大卫的诗篇二十七篇最后的一节。
Just as the very last verse in Psalm 27 says, "Be of good courage, strengthen your heart. He who waits on the Lord."
第三十一章最后一节也是，你凡等候耶和华的，你们要长胆坚固你们的心。
And also the same thing you read in Psalm 31, the very last verse, "Be of good courage." He who has hope in the Lord and establish your heart.
并不是说我们看到末世这种普遍的现象叫我们灰心，叫我们伤感，叫我们的信心叫我们动摇，不是的，要叫我们长胆坚固我们的心。但是我们需要等候，我们需要仰望，仰望神的时间，仰望神的手。
We are not supposed to lose heart, be despaired, and our faith is shaking when we see all the widespread events in the end times. No, we are supposed to be of good courage, be strong, hope on, and wait for him.
我们感谢神，其实神早已经告诉我们了末世要发生的事情。
We really thank the Lord because he has already told us what's going to happen in this end time.
我们完全可以等候，我们完全可以仰望。
We can totally hope in him and wait for him.
因为神的话不会的改变。
Because God's word will never change.
你去看那马太福音第二十四章，就是讲到他主显现的时候，诚心出现的时候，将要发生的一些事，发生在世界上的，发生在自然界的那一些现象。
So if you read Matthew 24, you will read all the phenomena which will happen when the morning star appears in this society, in this whole world.
在二十四章第二十五节，主耶稣说，主耶稣怎么讲？看哪，看哪。
The Lord says this, behold, behold.
我已经预先告诉你们了，告诉你们将来必定要发生的那些事情。
I have told you beforehand the things that are to take place there.
24章一共是51节圣经，前面的24节都是讲到他要来的，那些发生的事。后面26节也是讲到他来的以前，重新出现的时候将要发生的那些事，清清楚楚的告诉了他的门徒。
There are 51 verses in chapter 24, and the first 24 verses tell us what's going to happen during the end time. The other 26 verses also tell us what's going to happen when he appears.
清清楚楚，明明白白的告诉我们了。
It's crystal and it's clear. He has told us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
彼得后书，彼得说，我们有更确实的预言，如同灯一样的照在暗处。
And again, as we read Peter's epistle, it says that we have this prophetic word confirmed. And then we do well to heed as the lamp which shines into a dark place.
虽然这是最黑暗、黑暗、最黑暗、最黑暗的一个时代。
Even though this is the darkest age.
但是这些预言就像明灯一样的照在我们的暗处。
All these prophecies serve as lamps shining in a dark place.
我们感谢神有最后的一卷启示录。
And also we thank God for the very last book.
把所有将来必成的事清清楚楚的一五一十的告诉了我们。
And it has recorded so clearly that everything that would happen to us without any doubt.
保罗写罗马书第十五章，他有一句话说，圣经都是教训你们所写的，叫你们因圣经所说的忍耐和安慰，叫你们可以得着盼望。
And also Paul says in Romans 15 that all the scripture is written for your learning, that through the patient comfort of the scriptural, you will have hope.
叫你们能够生出忍耐，叫你们能够有安慰，叫你们能够得着那个荣耀的盼望。当你念圣经，每一卷圣经，66卷，我们可以说都是这样的一个结果。
So that you will have patience, you will have this comfort, and you will have this hope, as it is seen throughout the whole 66 books of the Bible.
特别是最后一卷书。
Now, especially this very last book.
叫我们读这卷书，叫我们能够产生忍耐，叫我们得着安慰，叫我们得着盼望。
So as we come to read the Revelations, then we will have this patience, comfort, and hope.
难怪的启示录最少有三次提到念这书上预言的，听见而遵守其中所记载的，这人是有福的，因为日期近了。
No wonder three times in this book it says that blessed is he who reads and he who hears and keeps the prophecy because the day is at hand.
凡是念的，凡是听的，凡是遵行的，是的，每一卷书我们都要念，都要听，都要遵行，都是有福的。但是特别是启示录这卷书，我们要特别的念，特别的听，特别的遵守，这个人就是有福的。
Blessed is he who reads every book in the Bible, who hears it and keeps the words, but especially blessed is the one who reads Revelation.
所以你看启示录虽然是讲到将来的事，但是你读启示录就很奇怪，很多的地方用的 tense, 用的这个动词的词态都是过去的，已经完成的，你看见吗？
Although this book of Revelation is about the things to happen in the future, but as you read, you will notice many of the verb sentences, they are in the past tense.
在神看来已经完成了。
That is something that has accomplished.
撒旦已经丢在硫磺火湖里了。
That is Satan has already been thrown into the lake.
圣城新耶路撒冷城已经从神那里从天而降，如同新妇已经打扮整齐了。都完成了。
That is the New Jerusalem, the holy city has already descended out of heaven from God, prepared, adorned for her bride. Everything is done.
所以启示录最少有三处地方说 it is done, 已经成了。
That's why in the book of Revelation, three times you read, it is done, it is finished.
哎呀，这次我想你们中间也有人去参加这个维吉尼亚的这个他们将受到的他们的一个特会，我想你们中间也我们也有人去参加，我们也去，但是我听了 他们讲的这个录音。
I know some of you and some of from my assembly, they have been to Virginia to this special conference with Brother Stephen Kong. I did not go, but I have heard of the message.
感谢神。
Thank God.
蒋弟兄所讲的。
Brother Kong, what he said.
主要重点是得胜者。
His main gist is overcomers.
他特别讲到了第十二章、第十四章。
Especially Brother Kong mentioned chapter 12 and 14.
当然我知道蒋弟兄所讲的得胜者就是一般少数的人。
Of course, I know the overcomers to Stephen Kong are those few.
但是我们不去管。他的重点是讲到得胜者，他特别讲到说，我最要阿们的一句话，他说这些得胜者不是教会以外的，是教会以内的。
But since his focus was on overcomers, what he says I echoed so much is that resonated with me so much is that overcomers are not those outside of the church, but among within the church.
他们是代表做教会的。
So overcomers actually represent the church.
他举了一个例子。
And he gave us an example.
就像当初那些 remnant, 他们怎么样的从巴比伦回来重新建造神的殿。
Just as those remnants who came from Babylon to Jerusalem to rebuild this holy temple.
因为他们有意向等候那位弥赛亚第一次的来到，所以他们回去建造圣殿，建造耶路撒冷城。
They had this vision, so they went back to Jerusalem to build the temple, the wall, to wait for Messiah's first coming.
是的，他们是一帮得胜者。
Yes, indeed, they were overcomers.
但是他们是代表整个以色列百姓的。
But they also represented the whole people of Israel.
我就想到基甸，我刚刚讲的基甸。
And that reminded me of Gideon, just as I share with you.
基甸也是一样。
It's the same with.
虽然他带领三百人打胜了米甸人，叫以色列的百姓脱离了米甸人的辖制。
So this is the same with Gideon. He only took 300 warriors and defeated Midianites to deliver them from oppression.
但是这三百个人的得胜就是代表了整个以色列百姓的得胜。
But the victory of these 300 people actually represents the victory of the whole congregation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，教会头和身体是分不开的，头得胜，身体也要得胜。
Brothers and sisters, in the church, the head and the body can never be separated. If the head is victorious, so is the body.
我们看见身体上的肢体也不能分开，有一半是得胜的，不错，教会中间一定是有一些少数的是得胜的，但是这些得胜的同全体的肢体是分不开的。
And also, members of the body are not separable. Yes, overcomers are few, but they cannot be set apart from the whole body of Christ.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章讲了很久，一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体受苦；一个肢体得到荣耀，所有的肢体一同的高兴。
Just as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
在启示录最少有五章圣经五处的地方讲到得胜者。
And in Revelation at least five places in five chapters mention overcomers.
不过我当然相信蒋弟兄所讲得胜者就是一般特殊的一般得胜的人。
I believe Brother Stephen Kong speaks of overcomers as some specific victorious Christians.
不过你若是看启示录第十五章那个玻璃海上的，那就讲得很清楚，这帮得胜者是的，他们是在大灾难中间得胜的，他们是胜过了那个兽和兽像的这一帮人，这帮是少数的人，不错。
Now, if you read Revelation 15, you would see that glass, that sea of glass, they have overcome the image of the beast of Antichrist, the Antichrist. Yes, they are few and they are triumphant.
但是在其他的四章讲到得胜者，那里就没有很清楚的讲分清。
These are those who came out of the Great Tribulation, but as to the other four chapters which talk about the overcomers, you cannot I see that too that clearly, because we cannot see whether they are the few only as opposed to many.
江立勇提到第十二章，
And Brother Tong also mentioned.
我们看见第十二章，当然这是一个得胜的一些人，得胜者。
Chapter 12 of Revelation, of course, you could see these are the overcomers.
我觉得这个得胜者是全教会的。
I believe these overcomers are the whole church.
我们看见有一个妇人，在宇宙中间一个大异象中间，一个奇妙的异象，有一个妇人。
We see that in the whole universe, there was this great sign that a woman appeared.
这里有个荣耀的异象，大的异象，就是妇人。
This glorious vision and is the woman.
我想这个妇人就是代表着教会。
And I believe this woman represents the church.
这个妇人代表着神所有被拣选的神的儿女，神的儿女。
She represents all of God's elect who have been chosen by Him.
包括着旧约的圣徒，包括着新约的圣徒，都包含在这个妇人中间。
Including New Testament and Old Testament saints, all included in her.
这个妇人就是代表着圣城新耶路撒冷城。
And also this woman represents the holy city, New Jerusalem.
我们看见这个妇人头上戴着十二星的冠冕，身上披着的头，脚打着一个月亮，对不对？
We see, isn't it so that a woman clothed with the sun with moon under her feet and on her head was this crown of 12 stars?
弟兄姊妹，这代表什么？
Brothers and sisters,
十二个星代表列祖时代。
What does this represent? 12 stars represent the age of patriarchy.
十二星是代表从亚当或者亚伯一直到摩西。
From Abel all the way to Moses.
我想这是十二星的代表。
And I believe this what 12 stars represent.
那我们看见这个妇人脚踩了个月亮。
And we see that under the feet of the woman, there was this moon.
我想这个月亮代表着律法的时代。
I believe the moon represents the age of the law.
律法时代很好，不错，但是比不上我们看见的他身披日头。
Although the age of the law is good, it's wonderful, but we see that it can never be compared to the sun that covers this woman.
所以这个月亮是代表从摩西一直到基督。那就是律法的时代。
The moon represents the age of the law from Moses to Christ.
身披日头，我们知道主耶稣第一次来，一直到他第二次再来，我想整个这一段时间就是恩典的时代，真理和恩典是从主耶稣基督来的，这是一个日头，强过月亮，强过十二个星。
Being clothed with the sun represents the Lord's first and second coming, and this is greater than the moon, brighter than the stars.
这个日头好像慢慢的黑暗下去。
And so this sun will gradually become darkened.
我想这是今天这个时代越来越黑暗，越来越混乱，越来越动荡，越来越败坏。这个时代。
It's just like this present age is becoming more turbulent.More darker and more wicked.
一直到国度来到。
Until the time that the kingdom arrives.
弟兄姊妹，这个妇人就是代表着整个教会，
so、brother,
代表着新耶路撒冷已经大半整齐了。
This woman actually represents the church, the New Jerusalem, being prepared, adorned.
感谢神。
We thank God.
当日期满足的时候。
In the fullness of the dispensation of the time,
耶和华的末世有一定的时间。
The very end time of the Lord has its appointed time.
快要应验。
And it will hasten toward its goal.
不再迟延。
It will not tarry.
虽然迟延，我们仍然要等候。
Even though it tarries, still we have to wait for it.
必然临到，不再迟延。
It will surely come. It will not tarry.
我们感谢主，这些预言给我们有了盼望，有了安慰，叫我们能够得着荣耀的盼望。
We really thank the Lord. Through all these prophecies, we are comforted, and we have this patience, and then we can gain this glorious hope.
我们不要灰心，不要伤胆，我们的信心不要动摇。
Never be disappointed, never lose heart, never your faith should never waver.
我们更应当看到神的话那样的正确，我们的信心格外的坚固。
More and more, we should see that God's word is so accurate that our faith should be more established.
等候耶和华的，长胆坚固你们的心。我再说，你们要等候耶和华的时间。
Do not lose heart. Strengthen you. Do not be of good courage. Do not lose heart. Strengthen your heart. I say it again that he who waits on the Lord, strengthen your heart.
我想。 上一个月美国发生的事我们都看见
And I believe we have all seen what happened in the last month
这是一个坏的消息对着教会对着神的儿女
To the church, to God's children, all these are bad news
但是这却是一个好的消息
But these are also good news
因为这些事情发生更促进了我们主耶稣的再来重新的出现
With all the happening of these things, they actually hasten the Lord's coming, hasten the appearing of the bright morning star.
所以更证实我们已经取在那最后的那一点点的时候了。That
all these attest to the fact that we are in the very end of the end time, just that little short period of time.
我们知道上个月发生的，那就是美国的联邦最高级的法院判定五票对四票。 不但同意那个同性的那个婚姻，并且他们可以享受一切的福利，平等的。
We see that with 5-4 votes, the Supreme Court has agreed to this measure of homosexuality. Not only so, but also they could enjoy all the federal benefits as heterosexual couples.
我们看见奥巴马听见这个消息，他好高兴的，好兴奋的。
And we see that upon hearing this, Obama was jubilant, was very happy.
马上就打一个电话去祝贺。
Right away, he called to bless.
并且他说了一句话。
And then he said this.
他说我不会的强迫教会同那些同性恋来证婚。哎呀，他好宽大。
As though he is very generous, saying that I will not force the church to officiate this gay marriage.
当然，他现在不强迫。我知道下个月他强迫不强迫。
Of course, he is not being forcing himself on the church now this month. But we don't know what's going to happen next.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见美国进入在一个什么光景的里面
？So brothers and sisters, have we seen in what state this whole country has fallen.
本来同性恋是大家是隐藏的，觉得羞耻，慢慢的半公开了，现在完全公开了，不但是公开了，并且最高的法院都能够同意他们。
At the very beginning, homosexuality is hidden, it's something shameful, and then gradually it emerged as half open. And now, even the Supreme Court agreed to this arrangement.
最高的法院。 美国的最高法院呐，
the Supreme Court of the United States，
但是他们忘掉了。But
they have forgotten.
还有更高更高的那个法院。
There is still another higher and more sublime court.
神的法庭，基督的法庭，不是大宝座的那个法庭。
The Court of Christ, the Court of God, the Great White Throne.
这个法庭几千年人类历史以来，它已经定规了。这个罪是将来到硫磺火湖，永远受刑罚的，不会的改变。三票完全同意，圣父、圣子、圣灵。Throughout
thousands of years, this Supreme High Court, highest court, has agreed with 3 votes unanimously that whoever commits this sin will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
并且永远不会被改变的。This will not be changed
forever.
所以你看见美国现在公然的向最高的那个法庭挑战。
So you see, the United States has now openly challenged and defied this supreme God.
向最高的主，他的主权，他的权柄，他的权威挑战。
The United States has now challenged this highest God's sovereignty and His power.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，美国的道德已经破产，美国的政治已经破产，美国的属灵已经完全的破产了。
The spirituality, the morale of the United States have already gone bankrupt, completely bankrupt.
我刚刚讲了，我们为什么要读罗马书
？And I just mentioned that why do we need to read the Romans?
为什么我们要读路加福音第十
七章 ？Why is it we need to read the book of?
为什么挪亚的时代？洪水把他们全部的淹没。
Why is in chapter 17, in the day of the Noah's flood, they are all totally drowned by the flood?
为什么用火把整个索多玛毁灭？我想我今天不需要解释索多玛为什么被火毁灭，就是因为犯了这个罪，对不对
？Now, why is the fire completely consumed the city of Sodom? I don't have to explain it today.
你们都知道
Because you all
但是挪亚的时代神为什么要把洪水把他们全部毁灭呢
But why is in the days of Noah that God destroyed the whole earth with flood?
不错你去念创世纪第六章
Yes, indeed, as you read Genesis chapter
他们地上充满了强暴
The whole earth is full of violence
他们昼夜所思想的尽都是恶
Day and night, the every intent of the thoughts of their heart is evil continually.
什么恶
What evil is this?
是的，所有的罪都是恶。
Yes,
但是什么恶？我刚刚就讲了，神最恨恨恶的那个恶。
Yes, all sins are evil, but what is the sin that God abhors?
就是不道德的性行为。
That is this immoral sexual behavior.
你去看《创世纪》第六章。
Read Genesis chapter
第一节他就讲到当时候世人世界上的人就都起来了人的女生了女儿生了儿这个女儿的时候
In chapter 6
又生女儿的时候
In the very beginning as you see the son of man gave birth to daughters
神的儿子看见人的女子美貌就随意挑来娶来做妻子并且同房生了孩子。
And the sons of God, seeing that they were beautiful, so they chose according to their own desire to marry them to have intercourse to bear children.
耶和华神说什么话
Now, what is the Lord God?
他说人已经受于血气的，所以我的灵就不永远住在他们里面，他们还可以活120年，对不对？
The Lord God says, since men are of the flesh, my spirit shall not abide in them forever, but still they could live 120 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里给我们看见挪亚的时代，为什么洪水把他们毁灭，就是因着这个罪，神所憎最恶的罪，最恨恶的那个罪。
So this explains why God destroyed that earth during Noah's time with flood because this is the sin that God hated most.
我想在挪亚的时代同鲁德的时代一样已经有很多人犯这样的罪很普遍犯这样不过都是隐藏的。
And I believe that in the days of Noah just as in the days of Lot many people had committed sins like this but in the days of Noah probably they were hidden.
弟兄姊妹你知道犹太人以色列这个国为什么灭亡的
Brothers and sisters, do you know why the country of Israel was destroyed?
你们都知道他们拜偶像是最主要的
And you all know, first and foremost, is because they worship
idols. 当然他们犯了很多的其他的罪
Of course, they have committed many other sinful acts.
但是你去看看以赛亚第一章
But if you read Isaiah chapter 1,
你们这些索多玛的官长啊你们要听神的话你们这些俄摩拉的百姓啊你们要侧耳听耶和华的训诲
You rulers of Sodom, listen to the word of God. You people of the Sodom, give ears to the teaching, to the law of the Lord.
索多玛的官长
The rulers of Sodom,
俄摩拉的百姓
and the people of Gomorrah.
这是同鲁德的时间不是一样吗
Isn't this the same as in the state of described in the book of Luke.
我再讲, 这个罪是神最憎恶的。
Now, let me say it again. This is a sin most detestable to God.
刚刚念罗马书, 我们已经看见了。
As we read the epistle of Romans, we have already seen it.
若是你去看哥林多前书第六章, 保罗怎么讲的? 他说你们, 你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗? 所以你们不要自欺, 凡是犯淫软的, 拜偶像的, 奸淫的, 男童的, 青男士的, 一共十个罪, 一开始五个罪, 其中拜偶像以外, 都是讲到那个不道德的性的, 那个行为, 和男和男, 女和你, 哪一个罪?
So in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 6, as you read that, Paul says that, do you not know that the unrighteous cannot inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. And then he continued on with 10 sins. The first 5 sins, except idolatry, they are all related to this immoral sexual behavior, like the fornicators, like the adulterers, and like homosexuals, effeminate also.
以弗所也一样,
and it's the same thing.
以弗所的第五章,
chapter 5. What does Paul say here?
他说你们要确实的知道,
know this clearly.
凡是奸淫的, 污秽的, 贪心的, 是不能承受基督和神的国的。
你们不要欺哄自己。 Fornicators and the unclean person, covetous person, cannot inherit the kingdom of God of Christ and God. Do not be deceived.
加拉太书第五章,
and also Galatians chapter 5.
讲到十五种罪,
15 sins.
情欲的事是显而易见的, 情欲的事显而易见的, 一开始三样讲什么? 一开始,
the works of the flesh are evident, and they are the first three listed there. What are they?
奸淫,
fornication,
污秽, 邪堂,
uncleanness, lewdness.
都是讲到这个罪,
all these are sexual behaviors.
所以我们不要再举例子了, 这就是神心目中间最恨的罪。
I don't need to give you further examples, so you know that this is a sin that is hated most in God's heart.
为什么?
Why?
同婚姻有关系的,
because this is all, these are all related.
希伯来书13章说, 婚姻人人都应当尊重, 床不可以玷污, 勾牵淫行的, 必要受到审判。
Hebrews chapter 13, that marriage should be held in honor among all, marriage bed should not be defiled, because God will judge fornicators and adulterers.
我想中文翻的不正确, 英文翻的更认真, 你刚刚, 姊妹念的英文你就看到, 不但是我们要, 使这个床能够干净, 这个不要犯这个, 这所谓的就是婚外情嘛, 这个男的有其他的女的, 这个太太有其他的男的, 这叫奸淫嘛, 对不对? Adultery.
We know that the English translation seems to be more accurate. Not only the marriage bed should be honored, that we should not have any extramarital affairs, that the marriage should be held in honor.
并且下面这句话, all kind, 所有的那一个不道德的性行为, all kind of sexual, 这个 immoral.
But all kinds of sexual immoral acts.
所有的,
including all sexually immoral deeds.
当然特别是, 我刚刚讲那个同性, 男和男, 女和女,
but especially, as I mentioned before, the homosexuality committed between men and man.
所以弟兄姊妹, 若是神今天, 不审判美国, 不审判这个世界, 因着这个罪, 我有人说, 神就应该向索多玛, 我摩拉, 向挪亚时代的人道歉。
And some people say that if God does not judge the United States, the whole world, as he did to Sodom and Gomorrah, then God would have to apologize to man.
所以我再说这件事也是个好消息, 促进主的第二次代, 促进那个诚心快要出现了。
So let me reiterate it again that all these things are happening actually in a way they are good things because they hasten the coming of the Lord and appearing of the bright morning star.
这是一个最黑暗的一个时代了。
This is the darkest age.
晨星就要出现了。
As the morning star will appear.
弟兄姊妹，我们做神的儿女，我们应当怎样准备
？So brothers and sisters, as children of God, how should we prepare ourselves?
我想罗马书第十三章那里讲很清楚，你们应当睡醒的时候到了，睡醒的时候到了 ，wake up， 应当醒过来了。
As Romans chapter 13 says clearly that, brothers and sisters, awake from your sleep.
现在是我们睡醒的时候，不要在那里迷迷糊糊的睡觉了。
Now, it is high time that you awake out of sleep. You should no longer be in a state of stupor.
保罗讲了，凡事受了责备，就像光一样的显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以你们睡着的人应该醒过来了，从死里复活，基督就要光照你们了。
As Apostle Paul says clearly in Ephesians that awake from sleep and the light will shine on you because it is light that exposed all the evil deeds that should be rebuked.
从死里复活
，to rise from the dead.
这是指谁呀？这就是指着那些睡觉的基督徒，沉睡的教会，因为圣经里讲到，基督徒的死就是睡嘛，对不对？所以你们应当睡醒了，从死里复活了，让基督的光来光照你们了。
What is this statement referring to? Referring to the sleeping church. So wake up from your sleep and arise from the dead. Let the light of God shine upon you.
我们应该像哈巴哥一样的为着这个时代为着这个国家为着今天的神教人为着今天的教会我们好好的祷告耶和华求你显明你的作为在这些年间这些年间显明出来在你愤怒的时候以怜悯为怀
So we should be like Habakkuk as he prays that for we should also pray for this country for the church for the God's people thatSaying this to God, in the midst of the years, reveal your acts. In the midst of your years, made it known to us in your wrath, remember mercy.
一面哈巴哥有这个意象，有这个看见，知道神要拯救他们。
On the one hand, Habakkuk has this vision, knowing that God will deliver them.
他们经过审判，他们仍然要做头不作尾，仍然要居上。不居下，他们这个国家仍然要兴旺起来。
After being judged, the country of Israel will be the head, not the tail; will be above, not beneath. The country of Israel will prosper.
所以哈巴哥就满了喜乐，满了赞美。不管无花果树也好，艰难树不结果也好，这种凄凉的、这种黑暗的光景，但是他看到那个将来。
So Habakkuk was still joyful, was glad, even though he could see the conditions in which the fig tree does not blossom and the labor of the olive tree failed, all these miserable, dark conditions.
今天让我们有这个意象，看见。
So today, let us also have
愿神继续来祝福这个国家。
May God continue to bless this country.
这个国家怎么会237年变成这么强大的国家
？How could this country become such a powerful one in 237 years?
你看中国就五六千年的历史，现在也不过如此。
Look at China with her 5,000 or 6,000 years of history was about the same.
美国就200多年已经成为这么一个强大的国家，谁祝福的
？But how can America become such a strong country just through 200+ years history? Who blessed this country?
神为什么要祝福这个国家
？And then what again? Why does God want to bless this country?
没有理由的吗
？Without any reason?
祝福没有理由的吗？没有条件的吗？
Is blessing without any reason unconditional?
这个时代的末了，今天很多教会、很多的讲台就是这样说：祝福是没有条件的，是没有理由的。神就是要祝福我们，神就是要施恩给我们。你看见吗？好像神欠了我们多少一样，一定要还给我们的。
And just as many messages being spoken in this end time, saying that God's blessings are unconditional. God just wants to bless us as though God owes us something.
是真的吗?
Is that real?
看看圣经, 看看耶稣亚第一章,
and read the first chapter of Joshua.
我们刚刚为什么念耶稣亚第一章?
Why did we just read the chapter 1 of book Joshua?
为什么耶和华要与耶稣亚同在?
Why did the Lord would be with Joshua?
为什么神不撇下他, 不丢弃他?
Why did the Lord will not leave nor forsake him?
为什么神要叫他万事顺利, 能够道路那个亨通?
Why did God would let him prosper in all things and also give him good success?
今天我们只想道路, 能够亨通, 我们只想万事都能够顺利, 神能够祝福我们。
Isn't that what we're thinking today, that the way, our way would be prospering and we will receive all the good success?
有条件的,
there are conditions to it.
你要谨守遵行我仆人摩西吩咐你的一切的律法, 你不可偏, 不可偏左偏右, 要将这些律法常存在你的心里, 不离开你的嘴, 你就能够谨守遵行这一切的律法, 叫你凡事上都可以顺利, 道路能够亨通啊。
There is a condition to all this blessing. That is, you have to observe to keep the Moses' laws, that do not that the law depart from your mouth to the left or to the right. Let the book of the law be meditated in your heart day and night, so your ways will become successful and the good success will be granted to you. Now, think of the forefathers of the
country. Washington,
the founding father, George Washington.
他是何等敬畏神的一个人。
What a man who really stood
up. 他做总统宣誓的时候, 他说我们的宣法也好, 治国的方针也好, 就是照着神的话语。
At the presidential inauguration, he said that our constitution, our laws, are based upon the word of God.
我们要照着神的教导命令。
We have to be follow God's teaching and God's statutes.
他做了总统以后,
after he became the president,
他就走到这个很近的一个小的教堂进去。
He went over to a very small chapel. He entered in there.
他跪在那里,
he knelt down.
听说他祷告两三个小时。
The legend said that he prayed 2 or 3 hours.
有一句话是最感动人的。
And one of the whole prayer that is most touching is,
他说神啊,
he said, God,
you are our God, we are your people.
You are our God, we are your people.
你是我们的神,
you are our God, and we are your people.
我们所做的一切都照着你的吩咐。
Everything we do is according to your commandments.
不但他敬畏神, 带领了所有美国当时候的民众, 也一起敬畏神, 爱神。
Not only did he fear God himself, but also he led all the Americans to serve to fear God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
My
所以神祝福美国一直到今天, 神的怜悯啊。
This is why God has continued to bless this country. It is His mercy until today.
今天的美国神还能祝福我们吗?
But with today's America,
这样一个卑劣的国家, 这样一个公开抵挡神的国家,
openly defiant to God,
离弃我的, 必定有祸, 违背我的, 必定毁灭。
He who has strayed from me, woe to him. He who has transgressed against me, destruction to him.
必然的。
This is something meant to happen.
若是美国不悔改, 今天教会不悔改, 神的儿女不悔改, 也是一样的结果。
If today America or the Church of God or the God's children do not repent, then they have the same very outcome.
神是乐意施恩的神,
because indeed God is the God
神愿意施福给我们,
who
loves
to give us grace and to bless.
我再说有条件。
But let me say it again, these are conditional.
你看见约伯记第36章, 那里有非常宝贝的话。
Just as in
Job 11:12.
If you listen and serve him, obey him, then your days will prosper, your ways will
contentment.
Huh?
Contentment. 对，你们的日子就 prosperity， 你们的年就能够很通，是吧？
There will be prosperity in your ways and your days will continue.
就满足了，就叫你们能够满足啊。
So that you
contentment,
will become content. There is contentment.
感谢主，
we、
这是个条件。假如你们违背我，不听我，不侍奉我。结果怎么样？你们要被刀剑所杀，你们要在没有知识的中间，你们要死亡。
But if you do not obey me, then you will perish by the sword, and you will die in the midst of no knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人是这样，家庭是这样，国家是这样，教会是这样。我们要神的祝福，我们就要遵守他的命令。
If we want God's blessings, then we have to obey His commandments. It's the same thing with personally, with the country, with the church, with your family.
弟兄姊妹，我们好好的悔改，回头
sister,
转向神。你存到永远，你的宝座存到万代。求你使我们回转，我们就得以回转。求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。这个是耶利米哀歌第五章一段话。
So, brothers and sisters, let's all repent, return to Him, that He will return us. He will revive us as in the days of old, as Lamentation says, chapter 5.
我刚刚讲的那个神最憎恶的罪啊，不单是由这个以色列犹大所以这样的王国，就是希腊的王国，你知道为什么希腊会的王国？这么一个大的帝国，亚历山大。他怎么亡国的也是因着这个罪，你知道吗？所以当时候又叫这个Grace Life。今天你有没有看见报纸，全世界最色情的国家排名希腊是第一，直到今天他们还是的，第二就是巴西。
Friends and sisters, I just mentioned that the reason that Israelites are destroyed is because of this sexualbehavior. But even in the whole empire of Greece, that's the same reason that the kingdom was destroyed. Have you heard of the term Greece Life? Today, among all the listing of all the sexually immoral countries, the top one was Greece. The second is Brazil.
罗马做什么会亡国的？
And it's the same way that Roman Empire.
这么强大的罗马帝国，这强了四五百年灭亡了。
Such a strong, powerful kingdom that existed for 400 and to 500 years, they also were destroyed.
你知道是什么？为什么原因？也是为着这个罪。
For what reason? For the same sin.
罗马有好几个王都是这个罪，特别是尼罗王。我们知道罗马一个最残忍的尼罗女王。他就是犯这个同性恋的罪。
Many Roman emperors committed this kind of sin, and among the cruelest kings is King Nero. That's the same exact sin that he committed.
哎呀，我想到美国，你看看希拉里，他已经宣布，他为了要2016年能够选总统，他知道今天同性恋是一定是越来越多数的，现在才58。可能到等到再过四年，可能85、90都赞成同性恋的，所以他为了要拿到这个票，所以他现在公开的宣布我也是同性恋的。你看看今天的美国已经到了一个什么程度？
Hillary, in this country, you know that in order to become the 2016 presidential candidate, and knowing that today.There are about 58% of people who support homosexuality. Who knows, in several years down the road, maybe the percentage would reach 80s or 90s. So, knowing all this political landscape, Hillary said, I am a supporter of homosexuality also.
弟兄姊妹，我再提醒，让我们警醒吧，我们已经到了这样一个时代了。
So, brothers and sisters, let me remind you again, be sober.
所以这是我补充我们上次的第十一讲。
And this is what I just shared. It's just trying to make up to what's left in the 11th
hearing. 我记得我十一讲，十一讲到最后这一段，我就是讲到我们怎么准备，我们怎么应该在主来的时候，我们可以坦然无惧，我们可以没有一点羞愧。我用了约翰一书那个第二章那一段话，住在主里面，对不对？
I remember at the very end of my 11th sharing.Sharing, we say, how can we prepare ourselves? And I used 1 John chapter 2, that is to abide in the Lord. So when he appeared, you will not be ashamed.
为什么住在主里面，我们见主面的时候可以没有羞愧，可以坦然无惧。我想这我就接到第十三讲，我再与弟兄姊妹交通。
Why is it that abiding in the Lord will enable us not to be ashamed, butboldly at his appearing. And I would like to share this in my next fellowship with you.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，你存到永远，你的宝座存到万代。
Lord, we thank you for you remain forever, your throne remains from generation to generation.
主啊，地上所有发生的事都在你掌管的底下。
Lord, everything that happens in the world is under your control.
你是主神，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
You are the Lord God, the Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come.
就你的国存到永远。
Only your kingdom endures forever.
我们敬拜你，赞美你。
We worship and praise you.
主，在这个幕后的一个时代，让我们警醒。
Oh Lord, in this very end time, give us this.Sound judgment and the spirit of sober spirit.
主，让我们预备来迎接你。
So that we will prepare ourselves to meet you.
让我们能够遵守你的命令，行你所喜悦的事。
So we will obey your commands and do the things that are pleasing to you.
你的命令就是信你的儿子耶稣基督的名。
And because your command is to believe in the name of your Son Jesus Christ.
照着他的命令，我们彼此相爱。
We love one another according to the word of Him.
遵守你命令的，就是住在你的里面，住在神的里，神也住在我们的里面。
He who obeys your word abides in you, and God also abides in him.
主，你能保守我们到底。
Lord, you will keep us all the way till the end.
到了那日，我们可以无可指责站在你的面前。
And on that very day, we will be blameless and stand before you.
因为你是信实的，我们原是被你所召，好叫我们与你的儿子耶稣基督能够一同的有份。
Because you are faithful and you have called us into this fellowship of your Son, so that we will be partakers of Him.
让我们做一个赞美你的人。
Oh, let us be the people who praise you.
做一个敬畏你的人。
The people who fear you.
做一个遵守你命令的人，这人便为有福。
Blessed is he who obeys your word.
连他们的后裔，连他们的后代都能够兴旺，都能够蒙福。
Let his posterity, let his descendants all will prosper, will be blessed.
主啊，你本为善，你乐意饶恕人，你有丰盛的慈爱赐给我们。
You are good. You love to forgive people. And you have this abundant blessing to give people.
主，让我们这些等候耶和华的，我们长胆，坚固我们的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
So all of us who wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Strengthen your hearts. Why, I say it again. Strengthen your hearts. Wait on the Lord.
这样祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Christ. Amen.
Amen.